Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mark Babbitt's here. Mark's a great member of our Brain Trust now. For 6 years, he's been helping us out. He's the CEO and the founder of U-Turn, president of Switch and Shift, author of A World Gone Social, and he's our good friend, Mark. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Always nice to have a virtual cup of coffee with you.
It's good to have you here, too. Hey, Mark. I don't know if you heard what I said earlier when I was telling the audience about your outstanding appearance today. But I was talking about dealing with what's going on right now, this pandemic wormhole we've been extruded through, and as it shoots us out into the post-pandemic world, what I call the new regular, where we are now in the process of all this is how successful we're going to be in surviving and ultimately thriving again. I think it's going to be has more to do not with the things that we can hold, not with even with capital, not even with sales. It's going to be with how we deal with things between our ears. What do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and I did hear your intro. I also heard the touchy feely thing, and I got to tell you, Jim. Right now, the world seems to be revolving around the negative and the abnormal, and the polarizing personalities seem to be getting the most press,
it's a zero sum world, not a plus sum world, isn't it?
Right, and in the long run, Jim, I mean, history has shown us those people might get the most attention right now, but one, it's not positive attention, and two, the business owners that are hard set in their political views, hard set in their monetary views, you know, being driven by the almighty dollar instead of taking good care of their employees and the customer base, they are already failing, Jim. Mm-hmm. We're seeing businesses that would normally take 6 years to decline doing it in 6 months.
Yeah.
And now's the time to stop that trend.
Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. And one of the things I've watched, there's a company in my orbit that I've watched over the last 15 plus years, and they give a clinic every day on how to drive ridiculous profits to the bottom line by treating people better than anybody else. Treating people right is a profit driver. It is a best practice that drives profit. It's not just the right thing to do. It drives profit. What do you think?
Well, I think that's the key to everything we're talking about in this segment, Jim, is good must come first. We have to treat our people, not just our investors, not just our shareholders, not just our leadership team, but we have to treat our customers and our influencers and especially our employees. Boy, if good doesn't come first for them, they're not going to treat your people very well, and they're not going to represent you well on social and digital media. They're going to be talking about how frustrated they are at work, and how the company is not responding well to this crisis we're all trying to deal with, and that of course, as you know, Jim, that there's nothing worse than for an employer brand or a company brand, especially for small businesses, than an employee who doesn't feel they're being treated fairly.
Mm-hmm. And now we come to another thing that exists between our ears. You can't hold it. It manifests. It shows up in physical things. It manifests as physical things, but it begins as something between our ears, and that's the corporate culture. And I know you talk a lot about that in your work.
Well, we do. And it's funny because just a few years ago when we would mention company culture, people would give us that puppy dog look, you know, where they turn their head sideways a little bit and go, oh, what's that?
The touchy-feely thing?
Yeah, and now it's become, it has rightfully become one of the major focus areas from companies, from small mom and pops to Fortune 100 companies. What kind of company do we want to be? What kind of leadership team do we want to be? How do we want to be perceived? And you can see the companies online, Jim, that are doing this really well, and the companies that are really struggling right now. And there's a stark difference, and it all, again, starts with, and I like what you said about holding it. You can't hold it in your hand. It's more in your heart or your head. But the people that are the leaders who are treating people well are going to come out of this on the other end in much better shape than those who fall into the bitterness cycle or fall into the, well, everybody else is angry. Everybody else is on Facebook talking about what's wrong with the world. I'm going to do that too. That's not going to work out for them in the long run.
Yeah, and you know, on this show for ever since I've been doing this show, we've talked about the fact that your company has a culture. If you've never thought about it, if you've never been conscious and inclined and devoted to seeing and understanding and developing culture, then your company is, the culture is growing up like weeds in a garden. It's just happening, whatever happens. And if it's working, it's just dumb luck. And that's not a good business strategy, is it? Luck isn't a good business strategy.
No. It's right up there with hope.
Yeah.
you said it correctly. Your company has a culture, whether you know it or not. Mm-hmm. And as a leader, as a small business owner, we have a choice. Are we going to deliberately create a purposeful, positive, productive work culture, or are we going to let happenstance jump in and maybe 5 years from now we find out that, man, people really didn't like working here, or all they did here was trade man hours and mental acuity for dollars, and mm-hmm. they didn't love it here. They didn't enjoy their time here. They didn't grow here. They just worked here, and that, especially now, Jim, with so many people enjoying the freedom of working from home and being a little bit more autonomous in their decision making, the last thing you want is an employee saying, boy, I really didn't enjoy my time there.
Yeah. I liked the work. I didn't like being around the people. That's the kiss of death. I need your website, Mark.
Let's go with uturn.com, YOUTERN.com.
All right. So check it out, folks. Mark Babbitt and I will be right back after the break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. See you next.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.